Yimochlecho, you have to sell it for at least 2 years worth of crops. And we darshan means to say like this, that problem is sometimes shatamecha shaloisha tfuas, you could sell three tfuas, means three crops, vishdei ishanim, in 2 years. Rashi says, miyad shnei shonim uksiv tfuas, mashmo kol tfuas shal shtei shonim lohavi tfuas shlishis, even the third one. Vishalos tfuas leinyoni, how do you find three different crops in 2 years? You only find the mace lace. It means you go from day to day, a full year. If you sold it in Elo when it was molly, when it's full of Paris. So Nimsa comes and he eats the crops of Elo, and you don't get it back till the next Elo, which is also a third year, a third crop. So you see here by Shnei Achuz, you go boss a year, means from day to day, the day you sold it to another 3 months, to the next year, the same day, and not after the year is over by Rosh Hashanah. Then the next halacha was Sheish Shonim Shebevet Ivrim. No, how do you know that 6 years in Nevet Ivri has to work? It's also from day to day, not the Rosh Hashanah ends the year. On the Quran, the Pasuk says, Sheish Shonim Yavoid, you should work for 6 years. Uvashvias, on the seventh year, Uvashvias. So Udashin means Uvashvias Nami Yavoid, on the seventh year, sometimes also you have to work. How is that? The Rashi says, we're going Mimcha Benisin, sold it to Benisin. Because Shagia Tishrei comes Tishrei Shal Shvius Arvu Sheishu, went 6 months of that year. Even though at Pispa, the sixth year, the sixth Rosh Hashanah, still you have to work into the seventh Rosh Hashanah, in the seventh year, meaning there has to be Miyoyim Liyoyim. Now, Sheva Ben Vesheva Bas, that phrase says for a boy and for a girl also, the year is Miyoyim Liyoyim. Someone says, Lamai Hilchus, what are we talking about over here? Lamai Hilchus, so. Somewhere of Gid Loma Rav, Linyan Erechim, means Vilchus Erechim. Rashi says, "Eichad yichsim mi ben shishim shana v'malo." So pshitalon de shna shnishim klamatla. Let's see. So it says 60. That's pshita, 60 years and up. By shankin less than that, the year before. The question is, "Abo ben chomish shonim." Like siv elim mi ben chomish shonim v'yad ben esim shonim. Like siv mi ben chomish shonim olamalo. So the chiddush over here is that when this 5 years start, miyoyim liyoyim. For Rabbi Yosef Amar leprokim. The Yotze Dauphin, our whole parak here about Yotze Dauphin, and the Shalu is exactly, Rashi says, Lechid Leitanan V'yemech Goyin Ben Esrim or Bas Esrim, Van Eilonis or Asaris or Torin, whatever doesn't say clearly Yemechod, it still it means the full year. Now the Gemara says, Omele Yabai, Yabai says, Mi Paligus, do you argue me? Like he said, for Parshas Erchin, and you're saying, of a parak Yotze Dauphin. Omele said back to him, Loi, both attack are true. Both for the parshas of Erchin and the parshas of the Soperk Yetzidayfin, the locher is of a year, means from day to day, not Magay and Rosh Hashanah. Mahokin Aram is a little smarter also. He did that they don't argue, because otherwise, these Sagadavis tell me to think. Paligo, they argue, Man the Yomer Li Erchin, Li Yomer Li Yetzidayfin, the one that says only for Erchin is totally it's totally in Yoyim V'Yoyim. And not Yoytze Doifin, why? V'om Arav, Yichos Adekuli Pirkim, Yeis Leis, Lipaskin, our whole parak of Yoytze Doifin, the ages of 20 is a loch in day to day. As the Thalberis said, we should pass near also from day to day. Elo Laman Diyom Al-Erchin is so, they both agree, so why did one say one and why say the other? Elo rather, Laman Diyom Al-Erchin, my time Liyom Al-Yoytze Doifin. Not going to meet us and say that the Chiddush here is for our parak of Yoytze Doifin is from day to day. So more it says, Dumi Dehanech. It was the Bryce that's talking about the other one, so this has to be like that. Mahanach, the Ksivinus, the other one's talking about the halacha that says in the Torah. Havaninam, the Ksivin, the last one, the Ben Obas, also talking about halacha that says in the Torah. Therefore, the halacha of Erechin, that's also something that says in the Torah. Mashenk and the Pasha of Yetzi Deifin, yeah, this island it doesn't say clearly in the Torah. Vidich the Mor says the other man, the Yama. Hai Sheba Ben, the Sheba Bas. If it's only going on the Parsha of Erechin, it should have said Bezochu and the Kev, like it says in the Parsha of Erechin. Since you said the Ben of Abbas, as Masha Mir is going on our parak of Yotze Dauphin. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Ben Achmeni, Omer Rabbi Loza, Alofa Rabbi Yotze Ben Kippa, Rabbi Loza, we pass on Yotze Ben Kippa, Shomi says over Mishum Rabbi Loza. Then Omer Rabbi Zeira, that Esko, Ashibizoch of Yasek, Ashibel to go up there at Israel, the Yegmer, Lishmaitim, Pumi, Demarash, learned Alochas from the Rav himself, from his Rebbe alone. Kisogli went up to ask Echel Rablez, Mekra Blez Omalei, Omar to Alochak Rebbe Yasek, did you say, Taka Pasma Rebbe Blez, the Ben Keeper? Did you talk to say like this? So we had before that when 20th year comes by and 30 days pass by, that's still like a whole year already. Omle said back to Mistabra Amri. He said in the Svarah is like that. Midikuli Pirkin Tonya Mechot, since the Oprah, the Parakit says Takta Lochab Yemechot. Mashva has to be like a complete year. Vach here, which says Esrim, it doesn't say Yemech, Vach Le Katoni. Yishmamina Mistabra Kavosa. Yishmamina is a proof like him to say that you do not have to have a complete 20 years to become an Islandist or a Saurus, but rather in the 20th year when 30 days go by of that year, 30 days alone is enough to give it a shame, like a complete year. So in Echlam, you do not have to have miyoyim liyoyim for this halach of asaris, for this halach of idleness. It's enough just to have the 20th year, 30 days of that 20th year. Yehadin alecha yoytze daifin. Here, now the Mishnah says, bo simin atach hatachtoin achlo bo elyon. Let's say the simin atachta means two saris will became there, before she had her elyon. Means before, she said before Baichon, as a simin nairis came on the bottom, two styrus before the top, before by the dodim. Oy chotzalocheris, oy chotzos oy misiabemis. She could do either one. She's called the Gedoli, Rashi says, Shas Cyrus simin muvuk, Valeim samchinen, and therefore you can make either chalitzer or yibam midi Rashi, she's called the Gedoli. What's going to be boa elyunach leboa tach? Let's say she has the simin on the elyun, the dodim, or already the simonim of a nairis, we had the mishnah before. But the two Cyrus did not come. Is Alpha P. She yes, you know it's not possible. Still, Rameya says no, that the mice without two Cyrus, she's not considered a Gedoyla. Rashi says, Abel Efsha, to Avada midi Yosel, you not have to name Yosel at Shinoshru. Avada, it fell off. But even so, still, Rameya says, Locher is now, Loichalet, Lemithiabem, and since the mice, she does not have two Cyrus right now, we do not let him make chalitz or make yibum. V'achom and the chomer say no. Oichlet zayim see a bemis again. V'vnei shomru efshel atachto in lovi atchlo boy elyon. This is the klal that it's possible she should have two sirus in the bottom. Again, we're talking now she is already 12 years old, and therefore for sure she's a gedolah. Avli efshel, and even though she has two sirus in the bottom, it's possible that by the dodim atop the breast are not developed yet. That's possible, but still she's considered a gedolah. Avli efshel, but it's impossible. It's impossible that the top, the breast, should develop before the two Cyrus came. And therefore, if she developed on top, for sure there were two Cyrus, she had the same Gedolah, and therefore she could make Chalitza or Yivam. Now the Gemara says, Afo Pishi Yesh, even though it's impossible, Aiva Loi Bo, we're talking about a case where it happened that the top came before the bottom. How could the Mishnah say it's Yesh, it's not possible to develop on top without having two Cyrus? More says, Bol Rabbi Meir. No, according to Rabbi Meir, it's not like it's possible. It's possible for develop on top, and she doesn't have two Cyrus. That's what the Mishnah says, Afo P. She Yesha is going according to Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon Shita. The Rabbanon hold no, that it's the Yesha she developed on top without having two Cyrus on bottom, therefore for sure she considered Gedolah. But the more of a listening, Bol El Yoin. Let us say like this then, where the Simonim on top came, Rabbi Meir, Roy Malik, let Lord Messia Bemis, because she still considered a Katana without Shtay Cyrus. Fachom Moim no, let's say Messia Bemis. And the Chomer say no, she's considered a Gedolah. For I know you're done, I would understand that Mishum the Yefshu. But the reason why the Chomer say she's considered a Gedolah is because they hold that the Yefshu should have the on top develop without the bottom. So why does the Mishnah speak out clearly? Yefshu, Mashmah goes even according to Rabbi Meir. Samura says no. Eloi Tona Afo Pishi, if we wouldn't have said the Mishnah Afo Pishi Yefshu, I mean, I would have thought to say, Taka Rav Noshma Rav Noshim Taka. After Nosav Reisha, but most Noshim Taka the two stars on the bottom come first. Omiyat, a minority though, Elyon Nosav Reisha. It happens though sometimes they develop on top, the breast develop before the Shnei Cyrus. Yes, so what's the machleg? Is there Ramei Latimei? The Chayishta Mutra, born in the Ramei is Chayishta Mutra, then maybe, even though she developed on top, maybe she doesn't have to Shnei Cyrus. That's why she's still considered a Ketana. For Rabon Latimei, Loi Chashin Lemutai, then Achashin Lemutai. But the Hanim Iluan, we have this machleg, that's only Bistoma. Well, we don't know for sure. Let's say we, even though she developed on top, but if we check out the bottom and we find there are no two Cyrus there, maybe I would have thought to say maybe the Rabbanim would agree to Ramei that we could say the Elyon Kodim. It's possible to say the Elyon Kodim came first. Yes, Kamash not the Chiddush. No, the Yefsha, it's not possible. The Yefsha Vada Yosa, that it for sure according to Chachamim the Pshat is that they hold that for sure if she developed on top, for sure she has two Simonim. Or Manasseh, Lehud and Aser, and now the Pshat is, it just fell off. Even though now you checked her out, she doesn't have two styrus anymore. The Pshat is, it just fell off. So that's what the Mishnah speaker clearly Yafal Pi, that that's the straw in the Rabbanah, not because she go Bosa Roiv, but they all the Mitzvah is, if she developed on top, for sure she already had two styrus on the bottom. Mother this. Pishem the Rabbi Meir, Haino Dersiv, Shadayim Lechoinu Shariach Saneach. I say what, that the breast developed on top and she had two styrus on the bottom also. El Rabbon and Ibchum, but she said the opposite way around. Because according to Rabbonin, first comes Shnei Cyrus, then comes the breast on top to develop. So Moshe says, Hokakam, this is the Apostle means to say, that the Apostle means that Kibu Shashadayim Lechon, since the breasts are developed, the Yidu, you know for sure, Shasharach Sameach, that for sure she already has two styrus and she's considered the Gedolah. Now, Bishtaim Lerame, it's good according to Rabbi Meir, that the Apostle says, Biyasois Bimitzrayim Dodecho, Lamah Nishodayim Yurechom, that the Prophet Mashpah, they were the Mitzrayim there, they had Zanus like playing with the Dodim with the breast before they had Shnei Cyrus. So Mashpah Shaykh to have the breast developed before they have Shnei Cyrus. Shnei Cyrus. That's good according to Rabbi Meir. El Rabbon and Ibchim Abol Rabbon hold no, that first grow the hair and then come the breast develop. Mi boil the Hokka come the more, so this is what the Prophet means to say. Kivin Shabod Odecha, since again the breast develop, is you do a Shabon Nerecha, for sure you know she is a Naira, that she has Tysiris already. If you boys them, if you want like this, my Shodai Kula Bidodiksif. Rashi says, what does it mean Shodai? Rashi says, the Mashma, the Dain Lot, is still going to develop. It means all Rashi, Vahai Shodai, Loshin Shodai, and Ksif. This is what Kosh Bokhli, so this is what Kosh Bokhli is saying to Klai Yisrael, that